Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
So, a Chinese movie called Explosion was probably kind of a gimme. Like, at least, pretty sure we'd have a blast. And, that wasn't wrong. Although there's a problem. Now, one of the main reasons I enjoy contemporary Chinese movies is that they do very nice violence. They have a good midpoint between realism and entertainment value that I find quite satisfactory, although it may just be that everybody else is so lousy at it. Now, for Explosion is the traditional guy gets in an accident, gets blamed, turns into a revenge flick, and the whole thing is punctuated with explosions. The lab scenes are delicious. There are a couple of other scenes that are remarkably pleasant. There's all kind of nice things in there. So overall, the movie is above average and would normally get a rather enthusiastic recommendation, except for one major problem. They wimp out on the power of their explosions. That there are a few scenes that are correct. There's a few scenes that might be overstating a bit. And then they shove 8 sticks of dynamite under a guy's car, and it blows up 3 feet away from the guy. And you find more than a pile of hamburger, which is pretty much all that should be left from 3 feet away from 8 sticks of dynamite. And that's a repeating problem with the movie, where the hero blows up the bad guy, massive explosion that should kill everyone, and the bad guy survives and keeps on fighting and gets blown up again and gets blown up again. That really bothered me. Now, that being said, if you can ignore that annoyance, then the movie is otherwise very well made and good plot, nice, lots of explosions, nothing compared to like Michael Bay, but they make sense, and there's interesting work, there's a bit of MacGyver in there. It's a skilled character, fairly smart, doing cool stuff. So, overall, very nice. And some of the lab scenes, and I know enough about explosives that I can tell they did some research on this. They had somebody who actually knew their stuff as technical consultant, and they actually listened. Except for the fact that, well, there shouldn't have been many survivors to a lot of the explosions. And, maybe people would have survived, but it should have been, like, seriously hurt. Somebody slapped me, I can get back in the fight. Which they did, which was pretty annoying. But anyway, if you can ignore that flaw, the movie's worth it, despite it. I mean, it hurts it, but I'm still pretty much recommending it.